Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to be talking about soccer or football if you're in countries other than the United States or Australia, football. But, of course, this is the World Cup of football that's going on this summer. It just started a couple of weeks ago, and it's going to be going on in Russia until the middle of July. So it's a good time to actually talk about soccer here. And, of course, like a lot of sports, there are controversial calls in which the referee missed a call and somebody scored a goal and the other team is mad. So we're trying to bring technology into soccer. This is how technology is transforming or changing soccer.
Yeah, it's like baseball. I'm not a soccer fan, but in baseball we have a replay where now on close calls, a team gets two chances. They get two replay options. And if they want to use it up, then they can go ahead and have the officials look at the replays and then decide whether to keep the call or overturn it, which means they change it. So we're doing the same thing in soccer. I had to ask Tom what they're trying to use the technology for because I have no idea. I am not into soccer at all. But he did explain some to me, so I get it now, I think. So, you know, some people are opposed or anti-technology in some of our sports. They think it takes away the human element of the game. And part of me agrees with that unless, you know, my team gets a really bad call and the officials get it wrong and I want to have it overturned, then I want technology. The calls don't always go your way, though. You aren't always happy with how the officials call a game. And maybe in the long run, technology will make things more fair. I don't know. We'll see.
The example I think of mostly is in tennis, because the tennis ball moves so fast, they use this program called Hawkeye. And if somebody doesn't like the call, the judge called the ball out, but one player thinks it's in.
Yeah.
So they say, I'm challenging the call. They show it. Oh, it's actually on the line. It's
right.
Actually in. So they're doing this with soccer as well. So let's find out what this is all about. How technology is transforming soccer. Let's read our article right now. It's the last minute of an exciting soccer game, and the score is tied at 1-1. A home team player scores the winning goal. The home team and fans celebrate wildly, but the away players claim the home player was offside and the goal should be disallowed. The referee decides to consult one person before making the final call, the VAR, or Video Assistant Referee. The VAR system is just one of the innovations technology is bringing to soccer. It lets an on-field referee talk with a colleague in a studio who watches replays of important incidents such as goals, penalty kicks, and red cards. The VAR answers the on-field referee's questions or alerts him if he's made a mistake. It's already being used in the top soccer leagues in England, Italy, and Germany. Other technologies are also in use. In 2012, FIFA, the sport's governing body, endorsed goal line technology, GLT. GLT allows a referee to check whether the ball has fully crossed the goal line. Around the same time, referees were authorized to utilize vanishing spray to ensure players stay 10 yards away from the ball when a free kick is taken. Referees mark the ground with the spray, which evaporates after 1 minute. There's some resistance to technology in soccer, however. Many feel it slows down the game. Furthermore, players, coaches, and fans alike have complained that the VAR system is far from perfect, as the final decisions still rely heavily on referees' opinions and not just the technology itself. There's also the problem of cost, as both the VAR system and GLT are very expensive to install. Although there are many issues to tackle with these technologies, they're gradually becoming more accepted. It's surely only a matter of time before technology is as much a part of soccer as spectacular goals.
how technology is transforming soccer. To transform something means to make a big change in the form of something, maybe the appearance of something. So they're transforming soccer by using technology. As we do in a lot of our units, we're going to set the scene here. It's the last minute of an exciting soccer game, and the score is tied at 1-1. So it's tied. Now, sometimes people don't know how to read these scores out loud. So if it's 1-1 to nothing, we would say 1-0 or 1-0, 1-0. Could say that too. It's tied at 1-1 though, 1-1. A home team player scores the winning goal. If you're a home team player, it means you're playing on the field that belongs to the team in that city. I love home games. We'll talk about home games and away games when we talk about our teams. Here we've got a home team player who's scoring the winning goal.
Right. Here in Taiwan, of course, if you're playing the Uni Lions, they're the home team down in Tainan, I understand. I'm not quite sure where the other teams play. But this is the home team player. Let's say this is a game between Chelsea and Manchester City, okay? So if this game is being played in Manchester City, they're the home team, and then Chelsea would be the visiting team or the away team. So the home team player scores the winning goal. Yay! Everyone goes nuts. The home team and the fans celebrate wildly. They're jumping around, giving each other hugs and stuff like that, high fives, etc. But the away players claim the home player was offside and the goal should be disallowed. So the away players are going, he was offside, which means the player crossed a line or that player was closer to the goal when the ball was passed to him by one of his other players. And so when that happens, of course, if you're closer to the goal than a defender, and that's when the ball is passed, then you are offside. But sometimes the line judges can't really see the action is really fast, so they miss that call, and the away players are saying, no, he missed the call. He was actually offside, and that goal doesn't count. It should be disallowed. And in sports, when you disallow something, you take away the goal that someone scored because it was later revealed that they had committed a foul or something.
Yeah, I don't think we use disallow in other sports like baseball, basketball, football, American football, I know. But they do in soccer, it looks like. Now, we've got a referee, and he decides to consult or talk to one person, get their opinion before making the final call. The VAR, which is the acronym for Video Assistant Referee. So it sounds like he's going to go and look at some videotape. Let's see videotape. And that way he'll be able to make a better call or judgment after that. Referee. Referee is somebody who is in charge of getting both teams to follow the rules. He watches the game really closely to make sure everyone's not breaking the rules or trying to cheat in some way. We have referees in some sports, and then we have officials in other sports. In baseball, we have an umpire that stands behind home base. But we have referees in soccer. We have referees in basketball as well. But each sport, you want to make sure you're calling them by the right title. American football has referees as well.
Right, so this referee can decide, well, you know, you might have a point there. Maybe the player was offside, so I need to consult with one person before making the final call. And that person I'm going to consult, or the person I'm going to talk to, is called the VAR, Video Assistant Referee for short. Now, the VAR system is just one of the innovations technology is bringing to soccer. So it's an innovation, which means like a new process, a new method, a new action of doing something. It could involve new ways of doing things. It could involve new machines or new computer programs. But this is an innovation, something new that's being used, and it's a kind of technology, which I assume means it uses cameras and other kinds of devices, and they're bringing this to soccer. They're starting to mount the cameras at the sides of the field to make sure that players are onside or offside, etc., etc.
Now, this particular VAR system, how it works is it lets an on-field referee talk with a colleague or another referee in a studio. So that colleague in the studio is actually watching replays of important incidents like goals, penalty kicks, and red cards. If you're on field, it just means you're on the field. And it's just a way to describe where that referee is. And if you have a colleague, it's someone who works with you. Typically, you're in the same type of business. It doesn't mean that that person has less authority than you do or more authority. By using the word colleague, we really don't know. You could say supervisor, and then we would know that that person has more power or authority than you do. But here, if you're colleagues, you work together. So that other referee is in a studio, and that's where the referees or the umpires usually sit if they're reviewing videotape of calls that are challenged or someone questions whether that call was a good call. We call them calls, you know, what that call the referee made, whether it was good or not.
Right, and this person is going to watch replays. Of course, they've got standard cameras that saw the play. They may have installed some special cameras that are high resolution or slow motion. Maybe they film everything at 120 frames per second or something like that to find out exactly what happened. And they're going to watch replays of these incidents, like a goal when somebody scores or when they took a penalty kick. Did the goalie start moving before the ball was kicked or something like that? Or red cards. Did somebody actually smash the other player in the face? Or did he pretend that he was getting smashed in the face and the other player got a red card? They'll check on those things with the VAR referee or that person who's taking a look at the replays to find out exactly what happened. Okay, we're going to take a little bit of a break right now, but stay tuned. We'll be right back to talk about this very fascinating subject.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 从前面的场景来看，现在是1-1，然后主场球员踢进了制胜的一球。我们来看到空格一的句子写着 ：The home team and fans blank one wildly. 当然，进球呢，整个主场球队跟球迷一定会疯狂的庆祝。那么搭配文意，第一题我们可以选择 K 选项 celebrate， 也就是有庆祝的意思。可这时候呢，场外却起了一些争议。第二个空格的句子提到 The referee decides to blank to one person before making the final call. 这时候呢，裁判就决定要怎么样一个人，然后在他做最后决定之前，搭配文意，他起了争议，当然要咨询另外一个人的意见。所以我们可以选择 I 选项的 consult， 也就是有咨询跟与某人讨论的意思。而今天呢，这里要介绍的是 VAR， 也就是影像助理裁判。我们来看一下第三个空格的句子写着 It lets an on-field referee talk with a colleague in a studio who watches replays of important blank three, such as goals, penalty kicks, and red cards. 其实它的作用呢，就是可以让在内场的裁判跟在录像室监看重要什么重播的同事来讨论。后面提到这些重要的什么像是呢进球或者是罚球或红牌，这一切都可以把它解释成为是球场上的重要事件。所以搭配文意，第三题就可以选择 F 选项的 incidents。 incident 就是有事件的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. We're back, guys. We're talking about the VAR system used in soccer today. It's a system that uses video technology, so they're filming the game, filming the match, I should say, because it's soccer, filming the match, and then they can replay some of that videotape if there's a questionable call or if the on-field referee or ref, as we refer to them, isn't quite sure if he made the right call. They can consult the VAR system. There's another ref in a studio who's watching replays and can help him with that. Now, the VAR answers the on-field referee's questions or It can be very proactive, which means the VAR system can actually alert the ref on field if he's made a mistake. If you alert someone, you let them know that something's happening. Maybe you're alerting someone to some danger and you want to warn them in advance. Oh, you need to watch out for this area here. It's pretty dangerous. Or alert somebody that they've made a mistake. You just kind of signal to them that something's wrong and they have a little chat with you.
Well, so they can overrule the referee on the field. That's interesting. So they can alert him and say, hey, you missed that call there.
Yeah.
He was clearly offside. That goal should be disallowed. And it's already being used in the top soccer leagues in England, the Premiership in Italy, and in Deutschland, the Bundesliga in Germany. Now, other technologies are also in use. Okay, besides this VAR system, there are some other technologies that are being used. Going back 6 years, in 2012, FIFA, the sports governing body, endorsed goal line technology, or GLT. So they endorsed it, which means they basically approved of it. Maybe they signed some documents and said, okay, you can start using this technology, because there are times when the ball seems to cross the line, but the keeper manages to get his hand and then move the ball out before anybody noticed that the ball actually was in the goal, and a camera can catch that. Oh, it actually crossed the line there. That's a goal, because sometimes it goes in and out so fast you can't really tell. That also happens in ice hockey as well.
Now, around the same time, referees were authorized to utilize vanishing spray to ensure players stay 10 yards away from the ball when a free kick is taken. Ooh, have you seen this vanishing spray?
No, I haven't seen
that. Which means it disappears, right? If it vanishes, it disappears. Ensure is another way to say to make sure that something happens. It's a little bit more formal, but we use both of them in our speaking and our writing. So use the one that you want. Don't always use the same verb pattern or verb phrase. Try to mix it up. With English, we want to have variety in our words, and we don't always want to use the same words.
Sure.
So they've got this VAR system. They've got the GLT, goal line technology, which is another system. Wow, they've got a lot of technology in soccer here, I'm seeing. And they started to use this vanishing spray that helps them see if the players are staying 10 yards away from the ball, which is the rule, when a free kick is taken. Referees mark the ground with the spray, but that spray evaporates after 1 minute. We use this verb evaporate when we talk about water. When it rains and the sun comes out, it doesn't take very long for that water to evaporate or turn into gas and disappear.
Yeah, they seem to be moving around all the time in soccer. If they're supposed to throw the ball in from the side, you always see the player take one step closer to the goal, then he takes another one, then he takes another one to see how much he can get away with, and then he throws it in.
Oh.
Sometimes the referees stop and say, hey, you can't do that. You're moving too far forward. Back up to where you were. And this is one way to kind of stop these guys from doing that. They put the spray on the ground, and basically if you cross that line, then you have committed a foul. You might get a yellow card or something like that, or they'll get another free kick or something like that. But this spray sounds kind of cool, but it evaporates after 1 minute. Now, there's some resistance to technology in soccer, however. So not everybody thinks that technology is a good thing. They say, no, we can't rely on the technology. It's unreliable, or it's not traditional. We should trust our referees. Many feel it slows down the game. Yeah, if they score a goal and you got to call it back, that kind of ruins the rhythm of the game. You can't do that. It slows down the game. Furthermore, or in addition, also, players, coaches, and fans alike have complained that the VAR system is far from perfect. Okay, so yes, all these people, including the fans, including the coaches, including the players, when you put the word alike at the end of some items there, it means all of them are the same, players, coaches, and fans alike. They've complained that it's far from perfect, which means it's not perfect at all. It still has a lot of faults, a lot of problems, because the final decisions still rely heavily on referees' opinions and not the technology. technology itself. So yes, if you could depend on the technology itself, where a computer says, that goal was offside, you cannot allow it. No, the referee can still come in. Well, yeah, it looks like he was offside, but I was on the field, I saw it, so I say that the goal counts. So it's still kind of subjective.
Well, yeah, it's still a real person looking at the videotape and deciding what way the call is going to go. So there's also the problem of cost. These systems are expensive, the VAR system and the GLT. They're very expensive to install. You have to buy a lot of equipment. You have to maintain it, take care of it. Although there are many issues or problems to tackle or handle or face or deal with. Tackle's another word you can use. Instead of dealing with a problem, you can tackle a problem. There are issues they have with these technologies that they have to actually face and confront. Even though that's true, they're gradually becoming more accepted, or you could say they're gradually becoming more acceptable. If gradually is a word you're going to use, it just means something that happens slowly over time. It isn't instantaneous or immediate. It takes time, so it happens in a slow way, over time, by degrees, you could say. I've gradually gotten used to some of the strange food here in Taiwan, at least strange to Americans. And I've quite enjoyed some of these foods, but it took me a little while to get used to them. Well, this technology might take a while for people to get used to, so it's not going to happen immediately, but they've already started using some of this technology in England, Italy, and Germany.
That's right. So it's only a matter of time before it's accepted totally in this particular sport, as it says here. It's only a matter of time because it's gradually becoming accepted because, yeah, there are a lot of bad calls in sports.
Yes.
People just don't see things, or maybe they don't want to see things. They've taken surveys of referees that show bias, you know. If referees are from a certain country and you look at the calls that favored their country's team, they tend to have a lot of calls that favor their team. It's just unavoidable. So at some point, you are going to have some kind of objective technology that will come in and say, no, that's the wrong call. You missed it. That goal should not count. It's a disgrace, and you should lose your job.
I hope technology doesn't replace referees and umpires entirely.
Right.
Because part of the fun at a game or a match is yelling at the referee for making the wrong call or yelling at the ump or the umpire. That's part of the fun. I like that a lot.
Yeah, what's a baseball without the umpire going, strike two?
Yeah.
You can't get rid of that fella. He's an important part of baseball. But
fun.
Of course, baseball is going on right now. It's the summer sports in Taiwan and in the United States. But hey, most of the eyes of the world are trained on Russia right now as the World Cup tournament goes on. So we'll have to see if some of this technology is being used in games that are going on there right now to see if there are indeed some bad calls being made and if some calls are actually so bad that they influence the outcome of a game.
That's
And the wrong team advances. So we'll have to check that out. So, hey, keep us posted if you're watching. We're too busy. We don't have time to watch those soccer games.
Oh, but you'll be watching, I know.
I might if I have time and I happen to be home at the time.
Yeah.
But in any case, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
接下来看一下第四个空格的句子。It's already being used in the top soccer blank four in England, Italy, and Germany. 讲到这样子的系统呢，其实已经使用在英国、意大利以及德国这样子的顶级足球什么当中。搭配文意，第四题我们可以选择 A, leagues. 在这里的 soccer leagues 就是解释成为足球联盟的意思。接着第五个空格 ,around the same time, referees were blank five to utilize vanishing spray. 其实呢用这样子的科技应用 ,VAR 并不是第一个。在2012年呢裁判也可以使用怎么样子的 vanishing spray, 就是这种隐形的喷剂来确保呢球员在罚球或者是执行自由球的时候能够有固定的距离产生。在这里的主词是 referees, 它能够被允许 被授权去使用这个隐形的喷雾，所以搭配文意，第五题我们可以选择一选项的 authorized, be authorized to do something, 也就是有被授权可以去做某件事的意思。提到这么多，接下来第六个空格提到 There's some blank six to technology in soccer, however. 要注意 however 在这里有语气的转成，前面好像都是提到科技的好处，然而呢，在足球的这样子运动当中也是有一些怎么样对科技的。后面看到呢都是反对的声浪，所以搭配后面的文意，第六题可以选择 H 选项的 resistance, 也就是有反对跟抗议的意思。第七个空格后面提到 players, coaches, and fans alike have blank seven that the VAR system is far from perfect. 不管是球员、教练还有球迷呢，他们都怎么样觉得 VAR 的系统其实呢还不尽完美，看来应该是抱怨吧。所以第七题可以搭配文意选择 C 选项 complained, 也就是有抱怨这样的系统并不够好。第八个空格我们来看后面的句子， Both the VAR system and GLT are very expensive to blank eight. 这种高科技的系统，不管是 VAR 或是 GLT 都是非常昂贵怎么样的呢？第八题我们可以选择 J 选项的 install, 也就是有装设跟架置的意思。接着第九个空格，Although there are many issues to blank nine with these technologies, they are gradually becoming more accepted. 尽管虽然还有很多的议题怎么样跟科技有关，但是逐渐的也是被人们能够慢慢的比较接受了。我们针对 issues 这样子的名词，可以搭配第九个空格的 L 选项 tackle, to tackle issues, 也就是有去处理、去面对这样子的议题。最后一个空格 ,It's surely only a matter of time before technology is as much a part of soccer as blank 10 goes. 事实上要把科技应用在足球运动只不过是时间的问题罢了吧。因为你会发现科技与怎么样子的进球很快的在足球当中是可以同占一席之地。我们要形容进球这样子的一个名词，可以选择 G 选项的 spectacular, 代表着是有令人惊叹的意思，也非常的搭配文意。 OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.